Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you are having a fantastic day. It is hot as heck down here in the Austin, Texas area. We've had 100-degree weather for several days put together. So let me tell you, it's hotter than Hades here. So I hope you're having a fantastic day. And again, I am talking to you live from the Austin, Texas studios. And you are listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, The Curse Harwell Show. And we have almost 5 million listens now and growing every show. So, and I'm your host, Curtis Harwell. I want to thank everybody out there for listening to the show worldwide. You've made us the success I believe that we are. We're here every week for you, the listener, trying to get you the best fitness and health topics and motivational and inspirational shows that we can to try to get you headed into that direction that you can get the best life that you can possibly have. That's our goal, is to have you fit, happy, healthy, and feeling free. And that's our goal every week. And again, without you, we could not have this show, and I could not share my time with you that I have on a weekly basis. So if you'd like to participate in the show, send me messages or anything like that. If I get a chance online that I can answer, please go ahead and, you know, just get that information to me. You can reach me at 347-850-8748. And you can also get me at Facebook at Curtis Harwell Fit Talk Radio. And you can get me a Curtis Harwell. Today is going to be a brief show, a lot of stuff that I got going on. So I don't have the full half hour today. I apologize. But it's going to be a quick, fast, and easy show for you. I'd also like to, have everybody. I'm starting to work with Flow Muscle and Flow Muscle TV. And I really would appreciate, if there's a big show coming up that's going to be televised, streaming live. So if you could tune in live tomorrow to the Flow Sports coverage of the IFBB Pro Bodybuilding, and also it's an MPC National Qualifier of the Golden State. And this thing is going to be broadcasted live from Sacramento, California. Now, if you go to their webpage, if you sign up to see the event, you will also be able to get access to the Phoenix Wings of Strength. And this is the following weekend. And Jamie DeBernard will be there commentating. And also the show. And Flow Muscle, again, will debut Saturday, August the 15th. So that's going to be tomorrow. So that's going to be a huge show. It will be streaming live. They will be streaming live these two major bodybuilding events in the coming week. Now, in addition, Flow Muscle will feature original content series. And it will also, have technique videos, breaking news. And it's not only catering to only fans, but also to competitors training and participating in the sport of bodybuilding and fitness. Okay. Now, you can also access the show by going to Flow Muscles on their Facebook page. And you can also link up with the show, and please don't be shy out there. And when you go to Flow Muscle on Facebook, you know, don't be shy. Like them, follow them. You're going to get great fitness news and great programming to watch. And you know, I'm really excited to be participating myself with Flow Muscle, and I'll be doing a show, two shows next weekend, commentating, being a commentator at two shows next weekend. So please follow the page, go to the website, join up, take a look at some of these great live streaming events. You'll absolutely love them. They're doing, Jamie DeMenard is doing a fantastic job. So head on over there and take a look at the stuff that they got going on. Okay, that's our promo for Flow Muscle today. But seriously, take a look at it. Today I'm going to discuss real quickly tips on motivating yourself to lose fat and change your diet. Okay, you know, losing fat is not easy. I never discuss about losing weight, because weight includes everything. I'm only concerned about your fat, because if you're concerned about losing weight, you're talking about losing organ tissue, muscle tissue, water, bone density, all of those things. We don't want any of those things to happen. Okay, so I'm going to try to give you some quick motivating tips with this brief, with our short show today. But, you know, if you've dropped and regained so many pounds, it would take sometimes a Harvard PhD to do the math. So what I'm going to try to do, because losing fat, it's hard. It's not an easy proposition. Anybody that tells you easy, run away from them as fast as you can, because it's not easy. I've probably in my lifetime losing weight and getting ready to do shows, I've probably lost 15,000 pounds in my life, okay? So losing weight is not easy. So if this isn't the first time that losing fat was one of your New Year's resolutions, like it is for a lot of people, then, you know, maybe you just haven't had the right diet motivation, okay? Now, tip number one, set realistic goals for your diet plan success, okay? Set realistic goals. You know, don't set a goal something like, I want to lose, you know, 30 pounds of fat in just a few months. It's not going to happen. You're already building in failure, so don't do that. You want to take it slow. If you're on a great diet plan, look at anywhere from a half to a pound, because you have to keep in mind, to lose a pound, we're talking 30, in calorie count, you're looking at about 3,500 calories. So you've got to have a calorie deficit per week of about 3,500 calories. And you don't want to go on these crazy diets where you're on a 1,000-calorie-a-day diet, because now you're creating more fat and losing muscle. So, you know, don't build in failure. Set in small, attainable goals so you have success. Another tip, go slow. Go slow. You know, losing body fat and changing your diet lifestyle does not happen overnight. You have a much better chance of keeping the weight off or the fat off if you lose it slowly. You know, if you are one of those who are starving when you're on a diet plan, you get irritable and you don't feel good. So now you're going to have a higher failure rate. If you just cut back a couple of hundred calories a day, you won't even realize that the fat's coming off. Plus, with the cardio, the weight training that you're doing, you're going to look good. You're going to feel great, okay? Okay, tip number three, you have to expect setbacks, okay? Expect them. It is going to happen. Just like death and taxes, it's going to happen. You are going to have setbacks, okay? And you're going to have them from time to time, okay? When it happens, let it go. Don't blow it out of proportion. Let it go and keep going. Another great tip, don't be a perfectionist with your diet lifestyle plan, okay? You know, perfectionist thinking gets you in the way of success. There is no diet plan or lifestyle that you're going to have 100% success. It's not going to happen. You know, if you happen to have a little slip, it's a little slip, okay? It's no reason to just give up, okay? If you give up, eating that extra 100 calories may end up turning into you eating a half of a pound bag of M&Ms if you don't eat the whole bag. So if you have a screw-up where you have a cookie, you have two cookies, you've got a couple of 100 calories, that's it. Stop there. But don't give up, okay? You know, the bottom line is when you slip up, forget about it. Guess what? Tomorrow is a new day. It is a healthier day. It's the way that you have to look at it. It's not the end of the world. Another great tip, use the buddy system. If you got a friend or something that's going through the same things that you're going through and you guys want to do the same diet lifestyle, you know, swap and work together, do it. If you want to work out with somebody, do it. The buddy system absolutely works. If you have a buddy that's working with you, the odds of your diet success really goes way up, okay? And then you can find these people at your local gym, your friends, people that you talk to, okay? You know, use that so you can create success. Another great tip is you need to be patient, okay? One of the biggest diet motivation busters is that plateau that you get when you're losing fat. You're doing everything right. You're exercising. You're eating well and everything. But guess what? The fat's not coming off like it was. And then, you know, and you don't need to be weighing yourself all of the time. You know, what you need to do is turn it around, congratulate yourself on the successes that you've had so far, and that plateaus are just a natural part of the deal, okay? This is a natural part of fat loss. It's a natural part of the process. So when you hit the plateau, you may want to try something a little bit different to jumpstart your diet, a little bit more high-intensity interval training, change a little bit of what you're eating, you know, just little things, tweak it a little bit, and guess what? It'll happen, it'll start again. Another tip, reward yourself. Losing fat is hard, and it's not a whole lot of fun. And so very small rewards can provide an incentive to keep you going. But make sure your rewards are not food-related, okay? Don't go out and buy a 5-pound box of chocolate to reward yourself, okay? Go out, play around the golf, buy a new pair of jeans, do a hot bubble bath, have a night out with that special person in your life, okay? Do those things to reward yourself. And then finally, you want to have a maintenance plan. So once you lose this fat, you have got to have a good diet lifestyle maintenance plan, okay? And all of these things is going to ensure success. That's what you got to do. And ultimately for me, I just think slim all the time. Think slim. And surround yourself with people that are positive. And be fair to yourself, okay? And just work at it every day when you're hungry. Okay. Well, everybody, you have a fantastic week. I've got a long weekend going on here with shows and different things. I appreciate you listening to the show. Head over to Flow Muscle. Watch all their shows over there. Please do it. And I have links on my Facebook page that you can head over there to their shows at the Golden State Championship. Have a fantastic week. Love you.